Arrived down at UK Aware, which is an ethical, environmental, sustainable environment, eco, everything. There's loads of stands being put together. I'm just standing in front of stand 55, Ethical Investments, with
David Vincent.
Hello, David.
Hi.
I'm very interested about this community-based forestry investment. I've seen something similar to it, but can you explain to people what it actually is and where it is?
Okay. Well, the project is in Bolivia. And it's an environmental project to try and arrest deforestation in Bolivia, which is carrying on at a fairly alarming rate because of migrant communities settling in the rainforest areas and basically using slash-and-burn farming methods to try and eke out a living. So the project that we're involved with is called Arbolivia, and they're trying to engage farmers to actually plant trees rather than cut them down as part of a forestry enterprise. And as part of that process, they receive a lot of technical and professional advice about agriculture and how best to make use of the land and so on. So they have some money because it is an accredited carbon credit project, and the Belgian government has actually paid for those, but it still needs further investment. And our idea was because we are working closely with cooperative structures in Bolivia, and there is a great affinity with that type of structure and infrastructure, we thought we'd do the same thing over here and replicate that with a cooperative society.
Okay.
So the cooperative society basically acts as their bank. Our members join the society by paying for shares. They receive interest on their investment. And when they want to leave, we do ask them to stay for 5 years, but after that, when they want to leave, they leave with their interest. So it relies on a revolving credit, if you like, of people joining the society to sustain the capital until the trees are actually ready to harvest.
How long have you been involved with the project?
We set up, the society was actually set up in March 2009, but we pre-funded that with clients of my own from my own firm, Ethical Investments. And I've been involved with Ethical Investment for 16 years or more. All of that time really as an independent financial advisor, which I gave up to do this type of work, which I feel is, you know, has a greater impact and is actually
Absolutely.
Using money rather than speculating on it.
Very good, very good. So where would you like to see this project in the next 5 years, 10 years? You know, if you could have a golden ticket today, somebody walked up to you today, what would it be?
Check for £3 million, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you do with £3 million?
Well, that would enable us to complete the whole envisaged project. We started off, the project, as you see, is called Cochabamba, which is in the Cochabamba department. That's probably 2 hours' drive from where the conference is going on right now. And in very, you know, spread out rural areas. So we overlap 4 different national parks within Bolivia. So that would take up all of those 4 areas and would let us cover an area of something like 8,000 hectares.
Wow.
Involving over 2,000 smallholders. So that could have, you know, if you consider that each smallholder comprises a family unit of about 6 people, you know, you start to get some serious numbers.
That's big numbers.
And the great thing about it, it is just a template. You know, this could be done all over the tropics, you know, with the right model.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and congratulations with
Thanks
it, and all the best.
Okay,
thank you.
You.